It lays the predicate and the foundation for the development of a weather satellite that will permit man to determine the world's cloud layer and ultimately to control the weather, and he who controls the weather will control the world.
Sometimes people hold a core belief that is very strong. When they're presented with evidence that works against that belief, the new evidence cannot be accepted. It would create a feeling that is extremely uncomfortable, called cognitive dissonance. And because it is so important to protect the core belief, they will rationalize, ignore, and even deny anything that doesn't fit in with the core belief. A quote from Franz Fanon, an undeniable truth that many throughout history of the wisest of the wise have acknowledged, something we must all try to remember. In this broadcast, the latest frontline breaking headlines that pose the greatest and most immediate threat to our collective futures, existential threats that are not off in the horizon, but kicking in the front door now. Also, a press release announcement has just occurred on the critical issue of 9/11. The official conclusion of nearly 3,000 of the world's top architects and engineers, backed up by what is now indisputable evidence, all three World Trade Towers that collapsed on 9/11/2001 were brought down by controlled demolitions. Biosphere collapse, resource depletion, and surfacing truths like the reality of 9/11 are pushing the power structure ever further into a corner. Will the initiation of World War III, based on fabricated false flag events like the latest false narrative of the Syrian chemical attack, be the final option for the Western power structure? More headlines to come. This is Dane Wigington. You're listening to the Global Alert News Hour for April 14th, 2018. This commercial-free program is brought to you by geoengineeringwatch.org and is broadcast throughout Northern California on 1670 AM, 104.9 FM, and 105.7 FM. Saturday mornings from 6 to 7 AM, Sunday mornings from 7 to 8 AM. Global Alert News is also rebroadcast on the East Coast by the PRN Radio Network on Wednesdays at 2 PM. Recordings of this broadcast can be found at geoengineeringwatch.org under the recent top stories and radio sections. If you're in the Redding, Shasta County area, free geoengineeringwatch.org awareness-raising informational materials can be picked up from Orchard Nutrition. For those not in the Redding area, the latest Geoengineering Watch awareness-raising materials can be ordered from the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org for our approximate cost of producing and shipping. Announcement on the staunch anti-geoengineering ally, GEMFAIR, G-E-M-F-A-I-R-E, event in San Diego, California, April 20th through the 22nd, Scottish Rite Event Center. And some people seem to make a big deal about where these events are. That has nothing to do with the GEMFAIR group. That's just simply where their event is taking place. So please don't make a mountain out of a molehill for those who have sent me messages about that. The point is, they are helping us sound the alarm on the climate engineering issue. And there is a booth there, a Geoengineering Watch booth, that is set up, stocked with materials that can be acquired without cost and shared with others. We're doing our best, GEMFAIR is doing their best to help sound the alarm while it still matters. The following week, Santa Rosa, California, April 27th through April 29th, Sonoma County Fairgrounds. If you're near these locations, please show up. Admission is free for those that are there to acquire geoengineeringwatch.org materials. Show up, get materials, help us to sound the alarm. It's a responsibility that rests on us all. Earth Day booth in Redding, California. First, geoengineeringwatch.org is working with others to attend Earth Day events with materials in numerous locations throughout the state of California. In Redding, geoengineeringwatch.org will have a booth at the Redding Earth Day event on April 21st. I will be at that booth all day long. I will answer any and all questions on this subject. We will be there to provide free materials. We have other activists helping us. And if you're a skeptic about this issue and you have legitimate questions, please come and I will provide you verifiable answers. This responsibility, again, rests on us all. It cannot be, this burden cannot be borne by a few. July 28th at the Shasta County Fairgrounds in Anderson, California, there will be a geoengineeringwatch.org awareness event. More details to come, but again, July 28th, still formulating that program for the day. There will be free materials there as well. This is more or less an annual event for geoengineeringwatch.org. We're doing our best given the time in a day, the amount of resources we have, and the manpower we have, which is scarce at this point. Too many people want to sit on the bench and imagine that someone somewhere is taking care of this existential threat. All of us are needed to help in this battle. We're doing our absolute best. I want to make this announcement. Blue highlighted terms in geoengineeringwatch.org articles are hyperlinks that can be clicked on to open. It seems many still don't realize this and thus don't realize that there are countless references and reference articles in all of the geoengineeringwatch.org article posts. Keep that in mind. Click on the blue highlighted sections to open a link. Here's the latest update on our ongoing legal efforts to expose and halt climate engineering, the climate engineering insanity, which is being waged by what can only be described as weather terrorists. This includes governments all over the globe, most especially our own. The following statement is from attorney Petra Brokin, who is part of the ongoing legal effort to expose and halt climate engineering. Here is her statement on the current status of our efforts. Department of Commerce still dragging their feet. More than a year after the initial Freedom of Information request, the Department of Commerce, DOC, is still not producing documents. In March 2017, Stop Geoengineering Minnesota, working directly with geoengineeringwatch.org, brought suit against the Department of Commerce for their failure to respond to requests for the information regarding weather modification and the reason for the Weather Service illegal gag order on their employees. That includes NOAA employees, by the way. After a search for documents, the DOC, Department of Commerce, found approximately 7 documents that they released. These documents were almost entirely redacted, blacklined, and provided almost no information whatsoever. Now, after more litigation, the DOC, Department of Commerce, has done more searches and now has found 7,000 documents. That's a bit more than 7, isn't it? The DOC proposed that it process 1,400 potentially responsive documents per month. They're trying to bleed the information out. Total criminality in our government, by the way. Petra's report continues. And that it would release the non-exempt information from these documents to counsel, our attorneys, the first Friday of every month, with the first release set for April 6, 2018. Unfortunately, the Department of Commerce did not release any of these documents on April 6, as they had been ordered to do, and as was formally agreed to by both parties. On Monday, April 9th, the U.S. attorney requested an extension. We granted an extension to April 13th, 2018. Still nothing from them. The Department of Commerce continues this pattern of delay and refusal to comply with their duty to provide information to citizens of the United States pursuant to the FOIA, Freedom of Information Act requests. There is a status report due to the court on April 16, 2018 regarding how the case is proceeding, and we will be reporting this continued delay to the court at that time. Total criminality in our government. Total criminality and the denial from the power structure, propaganda-controlled institutions and scientists is absolutely profound. And if you want to see an update on the disinformation that's being spewed from these power structure institutions and the bought and paid for so-called scientists, check the top stories and recent sections of geoengineeringwatch.org for a post that I put up yesterday that is highlighting some of the latest disinformation released and also giving the contact for the person behind that disinformation who should be contacted. It's up to all of us to express to these disinformation tools, these so-called scientists that are pushing the propaganda for the power structure, that we're not okay with their part in the climate engineering cover-up. Sadly, the majority of Americans are still, even at this late hour, not interested in the truth, are still not willing to face what is unfolding around us, are still not willing to face what their own government is doing in their name. Am I insinuating that other governments around the globe are blameless or other populations are blameless? Of course not. What I'm saying is that those who claim to care about the truth must show it by honestly examining the facts. And in that regard, our own government and the media propaganda machines they control, which include the legions of internet disinformation trolls, are, of course, doing their best to marginalize anyone who dares to acknowledge the truth, let alone to share it. If we're to have any chance whatsoever of waking the masses and changing our current course of certain near-term planetary omnicide, we must collectively muster the strength and the courage to ignore the attempts of despicable, dishonorable individuals and sources who try to marginalize those who dare to tell the truth. And the legions of order followers who are carrying out the internet censorship, and they are certainly and undeniably now and very covertly strangling the outreach of sources like geoengineeringwatch.org. Those who do that are participating in their own demise. That's a mathematical, statistical fact. And I hope those people who are participating, not just with censoring social media, but in agencies, elected officials, and so-called scientists, find a shred of courage while you can, before you take your last breath and know that you died a despicable coward. Find your courage now while it can still matter. Back to the subject of power structure controlled corporations, who are a core part of the cancer that is consuming what is yet left of our formerly thriving planet. Consider the title of this just released report from the chemical producing giant BASF. How a last ditch planet hacking plan could keep Earth habitable for longer. Let me go through this excerpt from this report, and then I will fill in more blanks. From the report, the world is unlikely to hit the targets necessary to avoid catastrophic levels of climate change. It's not unlikely. It's a virtual impossibility because we are already past those benchmarks, past. Based on ground readings of temperatures that in almost all cases radically exceed official readings. It's much hotter than we're being told already. It appears that we are already past 3.5 degrees C of temperature rise on our planet. That's warmer than the baseline at which humans have existed on Earth. Doesn't mean everything ends overnight, but it's unraveling radically fast. And climate change, what BASF is proposing in this report, is fueling that overall fire. And their attempt to pretend that these programs haven't already been launched is total disinformation. As I read through this report, keep this in mind. There is no other card to play. There is no magic geoengineering solution that's going to save the day, because that card was played 70 plus years ago. And although it had several decades, about three, of an overall cooling effect on the planet, as the negative consequences of climate engineering kicked in, and they are in full swing now, the heating began to take off, as it must do. You can't put a temporary toxic band-aid on a thermal energy buildup of the planet, and that's what's happened. The energy balance of the planet has been blown to bits. We are heating currently, as I've stated many times before, mathematically, at the rate of the thermal energy contained in 4 to 5 Hiroshima bombs per second. Per second. There is no other card to play, and the attempt by corporations like BASF and governments to pretend that there is simply a way to pacify populations until the brutal bitter end, while they're doubling down on climate engineering the entire time. And that's all related to geopolitical issues, global conflict, which is directly related to biosphere collapse, collapse of crops, fisheries. When the store shelves empty out, the reality of what's been unfolding will hit home with the American population and other Western populations that so far have been isolated from reality, not for much longer. The report from BASF continues. Some think that as a last resort, we may need to temporarily cool the planet by modifying the skies. Sound familiar? It wouldn't solve the problem, but might buy us time, as I've already stated. No, that card has been played. There is no other card, and that card was a global cataclysm. Climate engineering is a global cataclysm. But these companies like BASF are too invested to turn back now. The report continues. This technology called solar geoengineering is so controversial that some experts think it could lead to global war. Just talked about that, didn't I? Global conflict. But just in case, BASF says, a team of researchers at Harvard is planning to conduct one of the first outdoor geoengineering experiments. Again, the facade that it's only a proposal. Total facade that anybody who's willing to open their eyes and actually investigate can see through. They can see through the smoke and mirrors. All you have to do is look up and do a little investigation and examine some of the data at geoengineeringwatch.org. And why am I so focused on climate engineering all the time? Because, short of nuclear cataclysm, it's mathematically the greatest and most immediate threat we collectively face. It's decimating the entire web of life and the planet's life support systems. Why wouldn't any rational person focus on the biggest hole in the bottom of the boat? And that is climate engineering. To not focus on that hole is to rearrange deck chairs on the Titanic. That's what we are on right now, collectively. There is no place to hide. The entire planet is going down. If the Earth's life support systems die, we die. The forests die, we die. The ocean dies, we die. Insect and wildlife populations die, we die. All of it is happening at once. I'll get to more of those headlines in a moment. First, how is the weather? Lack of blue skies and extreme weather whiplash scenarios are the themes of the day. They are now the norm. Yet another theatrically named and completely engineered winter storm has been orchestrated over the U.S. yet again by the climate engineers. Winter Storm Xanto. Why? And you ask, why are they doing this? I've answered this again and again. It's on geoengineeringwatch.org articles, disseminations, to continue the division and confusion of the U.S. population and populations around the globe, especially in Western Europe, where these same type of scenarios are playing out, in regard to the true state of the unfolding abrupt climate collapse. That is the scenario we are in. And that abrupt climate collapse is being further fueled by the climate engineering insanity. Geoengineering is nothing short of weather and biological warfare. It doesn't matter what you believe. If you believe this isn't happening because it feels better to believe it's not happening, it doesn't change the fact that our air column is saturated with highly toxic heavy metals and chemicals raining down through that air column and being inhaled by each and every one of us with every breath, being absorbed by the entire web of life. There's no organic anything at this point. These metals are building up. They're bioaccumulative in the web of life and in us. Now, back to the behavior of the human race, which can only be described as suicidal as a whole. I'm not including everybody in that. Obviously, there's people, and I salute those people, who are fighting to sound the alarm and to expose the insanity. But taken as a whole, the human race certainly is behaving as a species that does not really care about its survival. This new headline from the Sydney Morning Herald: BP claims an oil spill off of Australia's coast would be, quote, a welcome boost to local economies. Think about that headline. It's a good thing. The oil spill is a good thing. We'll provide some jobs. That's how insane our current scenario is. From that report, coastal towns, according to BP, would benefit from an oil spill because the cleanup would boost their economies. Energy giant BP has claimed, as a part of its controversial bid to drill in the insensitive marine zones, they made this claim. BP also claimed it had not identified any social impacts arising from the event of a petroleum spill. And since there, quote, are no unresolved stakeholder concerns, end quote, BP interprets this event to be socially acceptable. Total insanity. And how do they get away with this? Because we have a population overall, with some exceptions, that is all too willing to be entertained by the latest shiny gadget. Much like the monkey with his hand in the jar that I've shared in previous programs that I witnessed when I was about 10 years old on a nature documentary, they capture the monkeys to kill and eat them. By tying a jar to a tree, a clear jar, with a fruit in the jar, monkey reaches his hand in, can't get his hand out. But as the hunters walk up to grab him, to kill him, and to eat him, he will not let go of the fruit. Much like the human race at this point. A headline that has been completely omitted by the U.S. media is this. And this is from The Guardian and other sources. Deadly oil spill devastates Borneo. State of emergency after an oil spill spread along the coast, killing several people when it ignited. The leak, caused by a burst undersea pipe, belonging to the state oil company, has spread at least 16 miles and coated large swaths of the coast in thick black sludge. That's probably going to be very detrimental to the tourist industry in Borneo. We are trashing our planet, absolutely trashing it. And it's infuriating how many people who want to pretend that this is not so, who want to pretend that we can all keep doing what we're doing and survive and, quote, prosper indefinitely, perpetually expanding on a finite planet with finite resources that we are trashing at blinding speed. And the single greatest factor of biosphere destruction still being climate engineering, but that is not at all to say the only factor. One would take hours or days to begin to even somewhat quantify the sources of anthropogenic damage to this planet. We have been horrible stewards of this planet, and we are about to collectively pay the price. Another headline of the power structure, corporate-controlled insanity. From multiple sources, Justice Department to allow Bayer's acquisition of Monsanto after company concessions, monopolies, getting larger all over the globe as collapse continues to unfold. Companies agreed to additional asset sales to address Justice Department antitrust concerns, sources say. Washington, April 9th. The Justice Department has decided to allow Bayer to acquire Monsanto, valued at more than $60 billion. Consolidation. The power structure is consolidating in preparation for inevitable collapse. The paradigm we have known will not continue. It's unraveling even now, at blinding speed. Many refuse to see this, but can't be hidden much longer. Thus, the push for global conflict. Again, the final option for the power structure. There's this new report to consider from the New York Times and other sources. How a coal baron's wish list became President Trump's to-do list. Military, industrial, fossil fuel complex. If you think Trump is not a part of this, think again. Trump is an actor in the play. Perhaps he doesn't know this. Perhaps he refuses to acknowledge this, but it's a fact, as was Obama, as was Clinton, as were all the rest. Those who think somebody in the White House is going to overturn a completely entrenched power structure that's been building its cancer for many decades, if not several centuries, that's not going to happen by some individual that strolls into the White House, and I don't care who it is. And anybody who thinks Trump's an honorable person is just simply not looking at reality. And it doesn't matter if the power structure appears to be fighting against him in certain senses. That may or may not be a part of the act as well. But that doesn't change Trump's behavior or what he's doing or those whom he's serving, like Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia, who beheads dissenters in their country and hangs them from cranes. Saudi Arabia, who is bombing tens of thousands of innocent civilians in Yemen, something we never hear about here while we're watching the completely staged false flag premise for global conflict events like the Syria chemical weapons attack. We don't hear about all these atrocities, and Trump is serving these people like Saudi Arabia, like the fossil fuel military industrial complex, just as all previous presidents did. Washington. President Trump's first year in office has been a boon for the coal industry, with Trump administration rolling back regulations on coal-fired power plants and withdrawing the United States from the Paris Climate Change Agreement. Paris Climate Change Agreement, again, nothing but a facade as well. Nothing but an event to hold backdoor or closed-door meetings on ramping up climate engineering, which is exactly what is happening with President Trump. Doubling down on climate engineering. Again, he's only a prop in the play. Rest of this report, excerpt, environmentalists have expressed alarm at the new direction. I have explained that Mr. Trump was following a blueprint from the coal industry. This is the author of the article stating this. A confidential memo written by the head of the country's largest coal mining company suggests that Trump followed their instructions verbatim. Now, about the environmentalists and the environmental organizations, again, a reminder, their hypocrisy is immense. And those in the global warming circles and groups who refuse to acknowledge the climate engineering elephant in the room, find your courage, dump your hypocrisy, and acknowledge this dire truth. Anything less is inexcusable. This headline is from the UK Independent and other sources. Fiji's existence threatened by frightening new era of deadly climate change. There's no question it's happening. Absolutely no question. Disinformation sources are serving the power structure by denying this is happening. And in denying the unfolding, abrupt global climate collapse, that serves the geoengineers. It's exactly the narrative they want. To try to, again, confusion divide the population as to the true state of biosphere implosion until the last possible minute. We need to look at frontline facts. And this is not to give any credibility to official agencies that we know are lying on many fronts. But in the case of the climate, all official sources are not disclosing the severity of climate implosion. They're not disclosing climate engineering either. And we are not in a scenario that's going to take centuries or decades to unfold. It's happening right now. And the final collapse, I would argue, will likely come like a tornado in the night with blinding speed. At that moment in time when the severity of what's unfolding can no longer be hidden from populations and panic sets in. And unfortunately, we need to reach that point in order for populations to wake up from their self-induced comatose and understand that we are all on a miraculous planet, or what was once a miraculous planet, that is dying by the day. And if we don't deal with that, it's game over. Very simple equation. From this report on Fiji, thousands, and I've been to Fiji, by the way, it's an incredible place, was an incredible place. I've had the great honor of diving the reefs around Fiji, as I have in other places around the world, and they were beautiful only a few decades ago, and now decimated. Thousands remain in evacuation centers following the latest cyclone to batter the tropical islands. Fiji likely to be hit by yet another cyclone along Josie's path, a recent cyclone. This is from Radio New Zealand. Cyclone after cyclone pounding areas that help to keep those populations mired in struggle. Just like what happened to Puerto Rico, Texas, the barrage of cyclones last year, which we know, which we can prove, which we posted articles to prove with animations of the radio frequency transmissions that were manipulating these storms. These were, at minimum, steered systems, at minimum. This is weather warfare. A few more headlines. Cyclone Kenai, by the way, is the latest cyclone about to pound Fiji. And this is going to increase as the climate collapse continues. A scenario that is being made far worse overall by climate engineering, not better. A few more headlines that the U.S. mainstream media has not covered. Record-breaking heat in Southern California, well over 100 degrees, by the way, in many locations last week, and other parts of the South. We don't hear much coverage on that because power structure propaganda sources like the script-reading liars at the Weather Channel push the cold, cold, cold in parts of the country, but don't say much about the record-shattering heat. Another headline, multiple sources, severe thunderstorms, snow, and tornadoes wreak havoc across New Zealand. Weather warfare, all involved directly with climate engineering operations. Not to say that there wouldn't be brutal weather without climate engineering. The climate system is totally decimated. We will face immense blowback under any scenario, but at this point, nothing can be considered natural. We look at NASA photographs, images, satellite images, every single day. We can find nothing that would be correctly called a natural weather system anywhere on the planet at this point. A total derailment of Earth's natural climate processes has occurred. Another headline, massive dust storm descends on Taiwan. Soil degradation around the globe will accelerate that type of scenario. Another headline, major eruption at Mount Sinabung in Indonesia. More headlines now on the increased volcanic activity that's occurring around the globe. Thermal expansion helping to fuel this process. Alert raised over eruption of Chilean volcano. Another headline. New explosion detected at Cleveland volcano. Alerts raised. This is in Alaska, I believe. Another headline. Records broken as temperatures drop 27 degrees Fahrenheit in minutes. Alberta, Canada. How does that happen? We see, again, the radical weather whiplash. We'll see temperature swings of 50 to 60 degrees or more in a day. Chemical ice nucleation for weather modification. And back to the engineered snowstorms happening across the U.S. with warm moisture flowing directly out of the record warm Gulf of Mexico, the warm side of the quote winter storm and the cold side, a preposterous scenario meteorologically speaking, but we have again the paid liars at locations like the Weather Channel who are tasked with convincing the population this is just normal. Just normal to have 60, 70 degrees on one side of the quote winter storm with thunderstorms and tornadoes and snow on the other side, with temperatures that drop radically as they chemically nucleate the moisture in that storm and create a cold, dense layer of air that descends to the surface. And that's exactly what's happening. Look up engineered snowstorms at geoengineeringwatch.org and find much, much more data. And as I've stated so many times in the past, we cite articles in our reports from sources like even Fox News and Popular Science who covered the fact that China was doing exactly this, engineering snowstorms with chemical ice nucleating elements. Certainly our government is doing exactly the same. Another headline. Omaha breaks 1899 low temperature record in Nebraska. And this is happening at the exact time that high temperature records are being shattered in the southern part of the U.S. Chemical ice nucleation can create extremely cold, very shallow layers of air at the surface, and they can create the kind of headlines the climate engineers want, which confuses and divides the population as to the true state of the climate. When off the surface of the planet, at altitude, the temperatures are warm and warmer. No cold. Oceans, superheating. But these headlines, again, serve the climate engineering complex. Another headline. New York sees heaviest April snow since 1982 in the exact same category. Break a record here or there, nucleate a bunch of moisture, create a short-term toxic chemical ice nucleated cool down, create the headlines you need to confuse, divide, and distract the population. Another headline, wettest April day in Indianapolis on record in Indiana. Again, this moisture is a necessary component to continue engineering the winter weather events. Another headline, Wilbur. This was a previous engineered snowstorm. Records break after heavy snow across upper Midwest. Part of the chemical ice nucleated, patented chemical ice nucleating processes, engineered snowstorms, a parade of theatrically named engineered snowstorms. Final headline. April snowstorm covers parts of Saudi Arabia in white. These headlines are always used. Snow where it never happened before because they can make snowfall at 50 degrees. The patents say so. We have some of these patents posted at geoengineeringwatch.org. It's certainly happening. If people had any connection to nature, they would readily see just how off the rails the train is, completely off the rails. Trees dying around us, no insects, weather that swings radically from one extreme to another, intense UV radiation, skies that are often white and not blue. And even when there's some low-level cumulus clouds floating around, often there's an overstory of white above those cumulus clouds, exactly the result that countless climate engineering reports of what we would expect to have with climate engineering, it's exactly what we see. Now, this report headline is from robertscribbler.com. Let's get to biosphere implosion. Unfortunately, this particular author, although he reports some important frontline biosphere collapse information, this author will not acknowledge or even examine any information on climate engineering. Look him up and ask him why not. robertscribbler.com. Perhaps he'll answer somebody, but I doubt it. People like this are so-called environmentalist cowards who only want to dwell in their own bubble and not to acknowledge the biggest threat of all. But that being said, it does not change the fact that we need to sift the baby from the bathwater. And this particular headline is accurate. So we'll look at this headline and we'll hope that this particular source acknowledges climate engineering at some point. Here's the headline. Rapid sea level rise possible as ocean floods into Antarctica at up to 400 meters per year. What does that mean exactly? It means the ocean is invading inland under the glaciers. From this report, from west to east, and in a growing number of places, a warming ocean is cutting its way deep into Antarctica. The grounding lines, these are the buttresses for the glaciers that hold them on the land. The basis upon which mile-high glaciers come to rest as they meet the water are in rapid retreat. And this ocean, heated by human fossil fuel burning, climate engineering, again, making that process worse, not better, is beginning to flood chasms that tunnel for hundreds of miles beneath the great mountains of ice. Again, for those people who are still caught in the dichotomous thinking paradigm that the problems with the climate are either this or that, no, that's not the case. Any form of human activity that affects the energy balance of the planet that has long since been completely obliterated is a form of geoengineering. Any human activity, cutting down trees, poisoning the oceans, paving the planet, and climate engineering, all forms of geoengineering. From this report, continuing, such an immense flood has the effect of speeding up glaciers as far away as 500 miles from the point of invasion of the seawater. It does this by creating an abyssal pit that the glacier more swiftly falls into. And as these watery pits widen, they risk pumping sea level rise to catastrophic levels of 10 feet or more by the end of the century. That's where this report goes off the rails. It's not by the end of the century. It is much, much, much closer. And it only takes one or two additional feet of sea level rise to have catastrophic impacts on industrialized society. And it's inevitable. We have perhaps 70 or 80 feet of sea level rise at minimum baked into the system right now. And that's conservatively not going to happen overnight, but it's happening at blinding speed. It only takes one or two feet to completely overturn coastal civilization. It's happening, not going to stop. Another headline from multiple sources: concerns of catastrophic collapse grow as Gulf Stream, the Atlantic conveyor, the Gulf Stream, is weaker than it's been in 1600 years. This is the day after tomorrow movie scenario, Gulf Stream collapse. Now, for those who think that and try to convince themselves that there's some pending ice age, where is your proof? How long have you been saying this, and how long will you continue to tow the narrative that the climate engineers want you to tow? Repeating and parroting the narrative, the exact narrative that the power structure wants you to repeat and parrot. It's not getting colder, and even if the Gulf Stream shuts down, it absolutely will not overwhelm the complete runaway warming of our planet. We've just passed, I believe, 395 or 396 consecutive months of above normal temperatures. And the official high readings, as I've already stated in this broadcast, are underreported, not overreported. So even though we may face a Gulf Stream shutdown, that will not abate the abrupt climate collapse, superheating of the planet that's already in process. Will not abate that. More environmental collapse headlines here. Multiple sources. Fish populations in Great Barrier Reef collapse after devastating coral bleaching events. Breaks my heart again. I've been to the Great Barrier Reef on two separate private dive expeditions. I had the immense honor and pleasure of seeing it when it was still thriving. And it's truly heartbreaking, all of this. But how does one hide their head in the sand from this dire news? Or does one allow a justifiable rage to become fuel for the motivation to try to stand up for what is yet left? Because nature has no voice except for us. No voice except for us. And those who choose to not face depressing news are betraying the entire web of life, betraying every child on this planet. It's up to us to face reality and to try to do something about it. And use your angst as fuel for this all-important battle to sound the alarm for the greater good. Don't run for cover and hide. There's this headline from the UK Telegraph and other sources. Fishermen express fury as Fukushima plant set to release yet more highly radioactive material into the ocean. For those who think Fukushima magically went away, and those who believe the official lies about Fukushima, nothing to worry about, could not be further from the truth. Triple nuclear meltdown, no technology to fix it, no end in sight, extinction event all by itself, even if we faced no other challenges, which couldn't be further from the truth. And as an expression of human insanity, as an example of human insanity, we're building even more nuclear plants right now. And nuclear weapons, nuclear ships, nuclear subs, with the last remaining resources on our planet. This next headline report is from ScienceDaily.com. Geoengineering risks losers as well as winners for climate and wildfire risks. Bear with me through this short excerpt and I'll comment. Artificially altering the climate system to limit global warming to 1.5 C could increase the risks of wildfire in some areas. New research suggests. How long have I been saying at geoengineeringwatch.org, single greatest causal factor behind the massive, extreme increase in wildfires is climate engineering. Climate engineering is the single greatest causal factor. Why? Because it's destroying the ozone layer, which is frying the foliage. It's disrupting the hydrological cycle, which is killing the trees. Highly toxic materials, peer-reviewed science study proves, causes organisms like trees to shut down nutrient uptake is in the rain. We have lab tests to prove it's killing the trees from the roots up. We have an ionized atmosphere, more electrically conductive, which means more dry lightning, igniting more fires. We have an incendiary dust covering the foliage of those trees, causing them to burn more intensely as well. So when we have articles like this that say the climate engineering, aka weather warfare atrocities, could cause problems, that's absurd. It's comparable to stating if you leapt out of an airplane with no parachute, you could, may, might get hurt. There's no could, may, or might. You will not only likely be hurt, you will likely die. That's exactly what's happening. More disinformation, again, from scientists who don't want to tell the truth. And as far as the 1.5C limit, again, we are likely 2 degrees C above that limit. We're likely past 3.5C now. From the source, IndiaClimateDialogue.net. Forests burn across India as temperatures rise. Temperatures are through the roof in many places. While they're engineering these cool downs in the U.S., and we see on global departure from normal temperature maps, the big blue spot over part of Canada and the U.S., while the rest of the world is generally red above normal temperatures, we had record-shattering heat, as I covered last week, many countries through March, and we've had temperatures pushing 120 near the end of March in some countries. Nobody says a word on our media here. Biosphere collapse will force societal collapse. Keep this in mind. This scenario is pushing the military-industrial complex, as I've stated so many times, to total desperation. The 9/11 attacks, an inside job, are a glaring example of that desperation. Here is, as I announced at the beginning of this program, the 9/11 investigation executive summary press report released last week from the 9/11 Architects and Engineers for Truth legal team. And before I read this, I'll state this again. For the willfully blind, flag-waving, self-proclaimed patriots in the U.S. who refuse to look at the truth, who blindly gulp down the official narrative, you're not a patriot, you're a coward and a tyrant. We have a responsibility to look at the truth. From this report, executive summary, Lawyers Committee for 9/11 Inquiry, again, total of 3,000 architects and engineers. Petition to U.S. Attorney to report federal crimes to grand jury. The nonprofit public interest organization, the Lawyers Committee for 9/11 Inquiry, is filing a petition with the U.S. Attorney in the Southern District of New York, formally requesting pursuant to federal statute that he present to a special grand jury extensive evidence for the thus far unprosecuted federal crimes relating to the destruction of three World Trade Center towers on 9/11/01. The evidence presented in the petition and the exhibits thereto is considered by the Lawyers Committee after careful evaluation to be conclusive. In the petition, the Lawyers Committee explains that the U.S. Attorney is legally required to present the evidence submitted to a grand jury. The 52-page petition, accompanied by 57 exhibits, presents extensive scientific and eyewitness evidence that explosives were used to destroy the three World Trade Center buildings on 9/11, including 1. Independent scientific laboratory analysis of World Trade Center dust samples showing the presence of high-tech explosives and incendiaries in the form of thermite and thermate. 2. Testimony of numerous New York firefighters who were 9/11 first responders that they heard sounds of explosions and saw explosions on 9/11 at the World Trade Center, resembling controlled demolitions, and some reported seeing molten iron like that in a foundry. Again, more evidence of demolitions. 3. Testimony and scientific analysis by numerous architects, engineers, physicists, and chemists, which demonstrate conclusively that World Trade Center Twin Towers and World Trade Center Building 7 were brought down by use of explosives and incendiaries, not by airplane impacts or the resulting jet fuel and building fires. 4. Expert analysis of seismic evidence that explosions did in fact occur at World Trade Center towers on 9/11 prior to the airplane impacts and prior to the building's collapse. Now, let's consider, even with this press release of such groundbreaking information, did mainstream media cover any of this? Nothing. Thus, we have the criminal tyranny of the so-called mainstream media representatives And to be fair to them, if that's even deserved, bear with me for a moment and I'll get to what our government is doing right now to ensure that they remain silent. Bear with me, I'll get to that story in a few moments. But anyone who truly claims to care about this country, who claims to care about the future of their children, about the web of life and about right and wrong, has a responsibility to investigate and read in entirety this release from 9/11 architects and engineers, to look at their data and to face reality. Back to the power structure desperation, biosphere collapse, which is creating the push for global conflict, which Western governments are trying to trigger by orchestrating events. Here's the headline. Royal Marines participating in major three-week chemical exercise on Salisbury Plain leading up to the Skirpal poisoning. The narrative, again, that Russia poisoned people in the UK. An orchestrated event, the narrative of which is falling apart. Thus, they had to drum up another orchestrated false flag event in Syria. And as we've seen with so many other false flag events, from 9/11 to the officially declared terrorist attacks in other Western countries, there was always a drill going on at the same time as the attacks, drills that are mimicking exactly the type of attacks that occur. Is that just a coincidence? I think not. From this report, was the timing of these, quote, exercises just a coincidence? Again, I state not. That's from this report. Exercise Toxic Dagger, the largest of its kind in the UK, involving Public Health England, the Atomic Weapons Establishment, and the government's military labs, Defense Science and Technology Laboratory. The Ministry of Defense say that it climaxes with a full-scale exercise involving government and industry scientists and more than 300 military personnel, including RAF regiments and the RM Band Service casualty treatment. It was a key part of the Salisbury Plain exercise right before the false flag that they attempted to use as a premise to attack Russia. What about the latest ridiculously transparent, again, Syrian chemical weapons attack? False flag narrative, completely orchestrated event that there's not a shred of proof to back up, and which perfectly serves as a premise to fuel the escalating U.S.-Israel military-industrial complex trend of unbridled aggression in pursuit of expanding empire. Follow me through with this. Abandon your preconceptions and biases and listen to the facts. Let me hit this point first. What absolutely moronic statement did Trump make last week that was, of course, part of the Syrian false flag event? Here is the statement, quote, "Nice, new, and smart missiles will soon be fired at Russia." What kind of idiocy is that to make a statement like that? And again, Obama, Clinton, Bush, the rest, all criminals, all cowards. But anybody who thinks a statement like that from the person who occupies the White House is okay is not being rational. That's simple. The occupants of the White House are just actors in the power structure play, all of them. Again, Obama, Clinton, Bush, all of them. And let's also always remember that no matter what open hostilities there are occurring between superpowers, all are colluding and cooperating on the climate engineering issue. China, Russia, the U.S., all of them working together on geoengineering, all for their own reasons. None of those reasons are benevolent. Consider this headline carefully. If you blindly reject it without due investigation and consideration, you're a part of the problem. Which country is the greatest threat to world peace? From that report, and there are many like it to back it up, the U.S. was the overwhelming choice of respondents for the country that represents the greatest threat to peace in the world today. This was followed by Pakistan, China, North Korea, Israel, Iran. Another headline, EU poll names Israel as the biggest threat to world peace. Lots of those reports out there as well. When we talk about violation of UN mandates, who's the biggest violator? I believe Israel has violated something like 140 of those mandates or more now. It's counting and going up. Americans are looking through a colored lens. And this doesn't mean other countries are innocent. Not at all. But how can we possibly point a finger at anybody else and take the splinter out of their eye when we have a massive log in our own? Think about it. Another recent report from ZeroHedge.com. Israeli stealth fighters fly over Iran amid speculation of imminent war. From that report, 1 week after Israel demonstratively released a video of a 2007 airstrike on suspected Syrian nuclear facility, after refusing to officially acknowledge the operation for more than a decade, A Kuwaiti newspaper reported that two Israeli F-35 stealth fighters had entered Iranian airspace over the past month. Can you imagine what would happen if Iranian fighters went over Israeli airspace? World War III instantly. But it's okay for them to do it. It's okay for us to do it. It's okay for us to be in everybody's country, 156 bases around the globe. That's all fine. It's okay for us to conduct war games on everybody's borders. But if they did it to our borders, complete different story. Hypocrisy in this country, United States of hypocrisy. Running out of time in this broadcast, I'll cover as much as I can. Russia wants to drop the dollar for oil payments. Another reason they're being demonized and attacked, just like Iran, just like Libya, just like Iraq, just like other countries, because the U.S. empire needs to retain the dollar as the global reserve currency to maintain total hegemonic power. To be clear, the Western power structure has put Russia in the crosshairs, not only, as I stated, because it possesses the most remaining natural resources, but also because Russia, along with an ever-increasing number of other countries, has had enough of supporting the completely out-of-control empire of the U.S. and Israel at this point. This is not to say that other countries and governments are innocent or benign. No, that's not what I'm saying at all. Every country, every government is corrupt. But which countries have violated international laws the most? The U.S. and Israel. The U.S. and Israel behave as if they're completely above the law. The U.S. and Israel are completely desperate to retain and expand their power and influence. The corruption and criminality is in direct proportion to the size of the militaries involved. A few quick questions. Whose military is bigger than the next 10 militaries combined? We know the answer, the United States. Whose military consumes more resources by far than any other single entity on the planet? U.S. military. Whose military is the single greatest single-source polluter on the planet? U.S. military. Whose military has bases in over 150 countries around the globe and still trying desperately to expand further? U.S. military. Whose military is conducting war games on the border of numerous other countries? U.S. military. The military of a dying American empire. That's the answer. And if you're part of the military, whatever your motive, and I know there's very good men and women in the U.S. military, but we desperately need you to wake up and remember the oath you took to defend your country against all threats, foreign and domestic. And again, for the blind, the willfully blind, flag-waving, self-proclaimed patriots, I say this. There's a very big difference between a blind, unquestioning order follower and a patriot. There is, in fact, no relationship between the two. Look in the mirror and ask yourself which you are. A blind, unquestioning, stick to the herd's official narrative order follower, or a morally grounded, willing to face the truth patriot? Which are you? The U.S. mainstream media is nothing more than a ministry of propaganda for the power structure at this point. Every single individual in mainstream media that is participating with the disinformation and propaganda should be considered as an accomplice to the crimes in which our government is instigating on countless fronts. As I stated at the beginning of this broadcast, what actions does the power structure take against those who dare to try to tell the truth? This next headline from Forbes and other sources is yet more confirmation of the increasingly blatant police state that is the United States of America. Department of Homeland Security, here's the headline, Department of Homeland Security compiling database of journalists and media influencers. Quote, an excerpt from this report, I recommend it be read in full, however. As a part of its media monitoring, the Department of Homeland Security seeks to track more than 290,000 global news sources as well as social media. The successful contracting company will have 24/7 access to protected media influencer databases, including journalists, editors, correspondents, social media influencers, bloggers, in order to, quote, identify any and all media coverage related to the Department of Homeland Security as a particular event. Police state, here, now. That's our government. I'm out of time for this broadcast, but I'll close with this. Industrialized, militarized society has created legions of isolated individuals, order followers, running as fast as they can on destinationless treadmills of material desire and ultimate misery. The current course will be our end if it continues. However difficult it is to face what's unfolding, face it we must, or we will have no chance. How I long for the time now past when I spent my days in the forest restoring habitat alone and planting trees. I would have continued on this course of isolated solitude if I would have had the choice, but I did not. The battle to expose and halt the climate engineering, weather warfare, assault, an existential threat had to be waged. This must be a team effort that will take all of us. If we're to have any chance of changing course in time to salvage any part of what's yet left of the planet's life support systems, we must reach a critical mass of awareness with the population, Sharing credible data is key. Search the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org for more instructions on what you can do to help in this epic battle. Make your voice heard. Until next week, this is Dane Wigington with geoengineeringwatch.org.